Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi, James.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's Andy here with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google.
Okay, I have one question for you, right? On
Yes, sir.
your reviews, right, that you got, and actually you always get the bad reviews instead of the good ones most of the time. So the how did you answer your bad reviews? Like I answered my reviews like a review. But I wanted to know how to answer a review, right? Like I have a person that rented a room off me, and they put a bad review in, right? She put down, he takes your money and run. So I down a bunch of reviews down from her, right? I put a review in, said that person who rented my room, right, has nothing to do with my fixing your equipment, right? She painted the door, the walls black because she had one of the guys that lived in the house paint her walls black. I caught him painting the walls black, right? Says, stop this. Lock the doors and throw her out. I don't want her there. She didn't move in yet. You see what I mean? Prior to moving in. She only had a deposit. So she painted had a guy paint the walls black. I told her in the beginning, you can't paint my walls any color unless I see it, because I had one paint the walls a green one time. It took me 5 coats to get rid of the green, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway,
makes sense.
Yeah, so anyway, what happened was, you know, and there was a couple other bad reviews that I wanted to answer. Like one guy, I went to a refrigerator, right? And I said, try this out here. I said, everything's working, but there might be something going off at a time. Give me a call tomorrow morning, but shut it off for a while, let it cool down, and then turn it back on again, right? He put a bad review on me. He said, he took my money and ran, and didn't, evidently, he took the same quote she used, you see what I mean? And said that he said he'd be back the next day, right? He never called me back to go back the next day. You see what I mean? And I wrote that review in there someplace. But I mean, you know, as far as that goes, I don't have any bad reviews at all. You see my point? But other company, you know, I can see what's going on in your thing. You told me that if I want to cancel, I have to give a 3-day notice prior to the date of taking the money, right?
That's,
so obviously those people didn't do that, right? So the money was taken again. Then the other thing is, right, on yours, right, you answered a couple of reviews that the negative ones, right? And said, you know, that whatever. And I also know that no matter what SEO or whatever company you go on, nothing happens the next day. And they think that as soon as they pay you, the next day you're going to get these calls. They're crazy. You know what I mean?
That's not how it works.
The big thing is this here, okay? Your company might be really good. It might not be. I don't know. You won't know until I try it. You can't go by reviews. But the thing is, on a situation like going with you is this here, I know you're a company because you got bad reviews, right?
Over 1,000 Google reviews.
So the thing is that you know, it's the idea to screen it out and try it out and see what happens, because that's the only way you're going to work with the company that does this stuff, you know? I mean, it's as far as that goes. You know what I mean? And the other thing is this here, that you should always put in your reviews too. You know, I can help you as well as you can help me, is this, okay? If you go down from the time I started working for Angie's List or the other one called the same company, I think it's Home Advisor, right? I worked for them. I had to pay them $180 a year, plus be in competition with 4 or 5 guys getting the same calls, right? I had to get there first. And I did pretty good with them, but I got sick and tired of not making it on time a couple of times, you know, on the review on the
leads
that they gave me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get off that, and then I went on to Google. Okay, from the time I went on Google until now, okay, you can put this down in your review also, is that there's a whole ton of companies out there that do the same thing I'm doing, but maybe they're not even that good at it, and maybe they're the ones that are never going to get a review because they probably don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? I know the shortcuts of fixing things, right? I can fix a dryer, an Electrolux dryer, right, that the company says it takes 3 hours to put the heater in the electric dryer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can do it in a half an hour. Okay?
Oh,
I'll just
nice.
Give you one example. You have to take the whole front cover off to take the side panel off because the screws go from the front in, right?
Sure.
I get a thin blade sawzall and I cut those three screws off, right? I take the side off. I change the pot. Well, how do you put the screws back in again if you cut them off, right?
Right.
You take the top off, you put them in from the top, from the back.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, you flip it. Yeah, I get you.
You don't have to take the whole front of the machine apart. Okay? The same as a washer machine. You want to take the socks out of the pump or out of the thing? You get a milk crate, you put it behind the big heavy washer machine, front loader. You tip it back on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go underneath the back, underneath it, right? You go in and pull the hoses off. Okay? When you pull the hoses off, right, you take the sock out and put it back together. The other way, you're going to take the whole front door off and everything else to get at it. It's stupid.
Oh, wow. So you have little hacks, little tricks to make it faster. Very nice.
Then I did another job on a guy in Weston, right? Multi-million dollar home, right? I had to put my motorcycle jack under it, jack up the dryer, right? Push the dryer into the living room because it was in a cove, right?
Yep.
Now I got to tilt the machine out down on it so I can get under it to change the pot, right?
Right.
So I said to the guy, look, your machine is against the wall. No one's ever going to see it. If this pump goes again, I'll bring a 5-inch hole cutter and cut a hole in the left side of your machine. And then we put a plate over it, right, so no animals can get in there and get tied up in the belt or whatever's going, moving parts, right? I said, in this way here, when you want to change that part again, right, all we have to do is take the 4 screws off that hold the plate on, pull the pump out, put it back in, and it takes 10 minutes, right? It doesn't cost you as much money to do all this extra work. I have to spend time here, right?
Nice. It's always convenient.
So,
yeah, you get it done faster.
So I have all the secret things. When I first started in this business of dryers, it used to take me half an hour to figure out that friggin' belt all the time. I can change your belt now in 3 minutes. Okay.
Very nice.
That's the difference.
That's
and then the other thing is, a couple of times they had the wrong size belt. I told the customer how to change it over the phone, the new belt that they got, right? So the one was a little longer. I said, this is how you change it. There's no sense paying me to come back again. And I talked the guy over the phone how to change the belt. That was it.
Oh, nice.
So,
you gave him like a troubleshoot over the phone. Very nice.
Yeah, because I do stuff like that, you know. In fact, I had one 2 weeks ago. The guy says, I changed my heater and my dryer and I can't get it working. I says, well, you got to do this and do this, and then it'll work. So he calls me back. He says, from now on, if I know anybody and there's something broken, I'm having to call you. It's working fine. A month later, he calls me up, and it didn't work. And I says, you want me to teach you how to do this one, this problem? He goes, no, just come this time. So I got a regular call out of that anyway.
Oh, nice. That's good. Yeah, that's what people like. And people will start writing reviews, 5-star ratings. A nice thing about our campaign is through our dashboard, you can actually respond back to any review people are writing about you. So
yeah, well, that's the question I asked you, because you know, if someone gives me a bad review, okay, I think that Google, whoever it is, right, should give the company a way of answering at least 10 words. You know what I mean? Saying
this is the reason why.
You know. But
yeah,
I tried to do it myself. I couldn't do it. I didn't, you know, I had to do a review, a different name review, saying that, you know, I'm not the person, I'm the owner, right? And this is what happened with that person. But if the person don't read the next review after they read the bad review, right? I didn't come up right after. If I come right after like an answer to you, like yours, that's something I just learned today. You see what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, it's important.
That was that. Yeah.
It means you're on top of the clients. So, we have a review generated tool also. So that just sends over an automated message, just kind of thanking them for, you know, hiring you for the service. If they need any questions, it has your number. And also just a live link so they can write a 5-star review. But, through the dashboard, you can respond back to any review, negative or bad. So it's a nice way to kind of monitor and also respond back to clients writing those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole thing as far as that goes. So if I like you, there's other people I know in the business, different businesses, right? That they'll go to you, because I get people asking me questions all the time, you know?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, send over any referrals. If they mention your name or the name of the business, I'll still honor that $249 pricing for any referral you send. Kind of as an added gift from us for you for referring that company over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people in the business and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, you're going to love it, no question. You have that dashboard. It's really nice. It's compatible on all the smartphones. You could also monitor the clicks, the conversion, any new number that's contacting you from our advertising. So it's just a nice back office tool to monitor everything we're doing for you monthly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the big thing is that the answer that you have to give on your reviews is that there's a lot more companies out there that are on Google that you're in competition with, no matter who your SEO is or whatever your company wants to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not, and it takes a little time to get it going. It doesn't start in a minute.
Very true. Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight. So
I started my own Google originally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was one of the companies in the area, right, turned around and said I wasn't a real company to Google. And Google shut me off. So then I just got a regular company put me back on again. But my listing was still there, but it wasn't getting any splashes. You know what I mean? It wasn't,
any clicks.
It wasn't doing enough. But it was still listed. It's listed all over the place, but it isn't really, giving enough effort. You know, it doesn't have anybody professionally doing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of 101 is advertising it, this one, that, all kinds of stuff there, but it needs a little more professional advertisement, work on it, that's it.
Yeah.
But, people, that's the whole idea of it is, because in order to give you more reviews and more activity, you have to get a pro to do it. You're not going to do it yourself unless you want to spend all your time doing that,
Exactly.
I did two changes one time, right? And it took me hours to do it. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Spend all day long doing that.
Yeah.
You got to know how to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we're here. You'll have a certified technician and a technician team. Really nice. Really smart. They'll make any changes, any adjustments to your advertising, just for future reference whenever you need to. But you also have the live dashboard that allows you to make changes also. So whatever it is, or whatever one you prefer, we definitely help you with direct phone calls to us to fix things, or you could do things through the dashboard also to make any basic changes to your advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So years ago, we were in the fuel business, you know. And of course, when the fuel started going up to $5 a gallon at one time in 2008, I decided it's time to get out of this business because I don't have $200,000 or $300,000 to put out there all the time. So what happened was I decided to go into the repair business. But see, doing business with the customers, I'm in your cellar and I'm servicing your oil burner, right? And all of a sudden your wife is saying, oh, this machine ain't working right. Do you know anything about washing machines? I says, yeah, but I don't like fixing them. So she goes, can you just look at it? I go, yeah, okay. So I look at it, I do something, I get it going or whatever. The next one, I say, you need a belt, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked in a TV store because my father was in the oil business, you know.
Oh, wow.
So I used to go fix it. I used to go fixing televisions every night, you know. And I'd go to a house and they have no heat and no TV. And I go, which one do you want fixed first? They go to the TV. I says, okay. So I fix the TV.
Really?
And then go down the cell and fix the oil burner. Well, I wouldn't charge them for fixing the TV, you see, because they're buying oil. I'm going to make $80 on the next delivery, you see.
Sure.
So I treated the customers really good. So I used to fix all this stuff. So then a guy, I'm 16 years old now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's sister gives her the washing machine, a Maytag. In those days, it was just a Maytag. I don't think there was any other kind. So anyway, what happened was the place I buy pots in Cambridge, right? The same building was Maytag. So I went into Maytag and I said to the guy, look at my mother inherited a washing machine that makes more noise than a fire truck parked in front of my house. I said, do you have the baron for this thing? He says, yeah, we have. It's $4. But throw the machine away. It takes our guys a day and a half to fix that. They have to go back to the house twice. It isn't worth fixing. I said, give me the pot. So a week later, I'm down there for pots, and the guy sees me. He goes, hey, come here. I says, what? He goes, did you fix the washing machine? Yeah, it purrs like a kitten now. He goes,
nice.
How long did it take you to do it? I says, it took me almost all day long Saturday to do it. You have to take the whole machine apart to get it that pot down there, you know? They could have made it so that thing slid in from the side by cutting it through or whatever, but I didn't want to try doing something different, so I did it the way you're supposed to. So he goes, hey, you know, pretty good for a kid. I says, well, I've been fixing oil burners and stuff, you know, since I was 14 years old. So he goes, do you want to do more of those? I says, no. He goes, why not? I said, the same reason your guys don't want to do it. It takes too long to do it. Right?
Yeah.
So that was it. So the thing was, and it isn't, you know, even in those days, they were probably only making $5 a gallon, you know, an hour, maybe $7 an hour. Well, what are you going to charge? You know what I mean? You're only going to get $49 for this job. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So forget it. You know, it wasn't worth it. In those days, it was only $400 for the machine to buy it new. So how are you going to spend all that money on labor, you know?
Sure.
But anyway, that was a story about me, how I started in fixing stuff.
That's good. That's a nice story. And that's,
yeah, then I had a garage, you know, fixing cars. And, what happened there was when I got the garage, the woman that owned the building liked me and everything else and gave me cheap rent, you know, and everything was fine. But the person, the lawyer that made up the contract from the prior tenant,
mm-hmm.
he said that it was that word that indefinitely on the thing, that I have the place indefinitely. Well, that's when I finally found out what indefinitely meant, nothing, okay? So that was a lot of baloney. I thought indefinitely meant that it was until I don't want it, right? But that isn't how it works. It's it just means you have it until the other person wants it back. So the other guy wanted it back again, so I said, okay, give me $2,500 for my stock and equipment, or I'm not leaving.
Right.
Right? So they gave me the $2,500, and I walked out the door, and that was it, you know? But it was a headache business, you know? It was
yeah.
a gas station and a, you know, thing, and I'm always short gasoline from the guys that pumping gas. I had two guys working pumping gas. Every day I'm short $20. So I says, look it, from now on, I'm giving you guys a $10 raise each. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're short, you pay the difference. You get it?
Yeah.
Never short again.
Wow.
All right. See, that's a little trick of business. You know what I mean? You just got to know how to do it, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah, that's always good. I mean, with the experience, it's important to kind of advertise, you know, create that website, have that background where people can kind of read the story about how you started. Believe it or not, a lot of people love that, that you kind of started with kind of doing the water, the heaters, and then going into the washers and dryers. So
yeah.
that's something we'll be able to kind of showcase and kind of allow you to differentiate yourself from, like, your competitors, right?
Yeah.
But no doubt, it's definitely a good platform. We're creating that digital footprint. You also have, like, that way to respond back to any reviews. So it just kind of keeps you more organized when it comes down to the advertising.
Yeah, well, I'll give you one story. I went out to a job over in Belmont. A doctor, right? And he says,
mm-hmm.
we got to have this, we got a whole bunch of people coming over tomorrow, right? And the oven is not working. I says, well, your igniter is gone. I don't have the igniter if it's just so. I said, and I don't think you're going to get it tonight anywhere because it was like 6 o'clock at night when I got there. So, he says to me, okay, what should we do? I says, let me see if I got something in the truck. And so I went in the truck and I find a, what do you call the thing? A heat igniter for a gas dryer. And I put that in there. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
So I put that in there temporarily and got it working. So then the following week, I went back there and put in the original igniter that goes with the stove. But
oh, nice.
They went out of their head going, I don't believe this guy made it so this thing works, right? So I go back there again, and on the same stove, one of the burners don't work, snapper. I says, look it. Why don't you just get one of those igniters you ignite the gas grill with? Because this thing is like fused in to your granite top, granite
right.
sides and stuff. To get this out, it's going to be too expensive. So he says to me, well, is there some way you can get it to work? I says, yeah. I says, if you allow me to drill a hole through the top of the machine so I can get down in there to get at the wire, to bring it up and put that porcelain igniter in, a new one in, right? I can do that, but there's only one thing. You have to promise me that you'll never sell the stove to someone that has propane.
Right.
Because propane goes down. And even though I'm going to put a piece of plate there to stop anything from going down the hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gas could probably still seep down there if you had left a burner on, because without igniting, it's going to go down. And
right.
it'll go down into the stove, and it could cause a small, you know, little explosion, but it might not hurt anybody or anything else, but the thing is, you don't want to take that chance. So if you understand that, you junk this thing if you get a new stove down the road.
Yes.
And he goes, yeah. It's no problem. So I sealed it. I put it there. But I had gone on another call probably the year before in Arlington when you turn the oven on, right, the door would open. it would blow up, and the door would open, the gas would blow up.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear him trying to figure out what happened to it. What happened was someone had put in a pizza pan or something on the top and bent the igniter down so the igniter was too far away from the gas coming in.
Oh,
right?
No. Wow.
And all I had to do was bend that back up again for it to go back to normal. But in the meantime, the whole oven would fill up with gas first, and then it would finally ignite. You see what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
A big blast would come out into the kitchen.
Wow.
So
that's a little dangerous. Yeah, no doubt. So you dealt with you deal with any kind of appliance, really, from refrigerators, stoves, washer, dryers.
No,
you doing any kind of commercial jobs or just mainly residential for now?
All commercial. I do commercial too. My philosophy is this, right? If man made it, I don't care what it is, I'll fix it. Because if man made it, I can take it apart and fix it as long as I can get the parts.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You know, as far as that goes, I don't have a problem with fixing anything.
That's a great slogan, and that's something we could advertise, you know, is that saying.
I'm not fixing watches because I don't have, a magnifier that can look at it comfortably. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that, I could fix a watch the same as a clock. The only difference is it's a miniature thing, you know.
Yeah,
I bought one of those watches the other day. You know, the watches with telephone.
Oh, Apple Watch?
Yeah, one of those. It's not an Apple one. It's a Samsung. But the thing is, kind of like almost gave it to me for nothing, Verizon. And they charged me $8 a month for it, right? And, nobody can fix that. You can't fix that thing because that's made by a machine.
Exactly.
That makes these things, right, and puts them together, because there's no way that you can technically solder that thing in there.
Exactly.
Like I bought a camera system, and it had HDMI. So in order to get it to work, you had to get an adapter. So the adapter blew a circuit inside it. So I took the whole thing apart, found the burn spot, and I repaired it. But the trouble with it is, this is all Chinese to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you take that plug out, if you don't film it or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The plug has like 10 pins. And two pins are not in, going in a hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pin came out before I could even look at it, right? It just, when I'm taking it apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I don't know if this is left or right. So I'll just push it one way. Go whatever way it looks the best.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was when I did that, it ended up, I just got something caught in my throat. It ended up, I couldn't get it in the right way, so I sent it back to Amazon. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the times with the newer stuff, you have to kind of send it back to the manufacturers. That's kind of how they do it.
Yeah. You can't fix it.
Yeah. But, I was definitely going to be a good marketing campaign. And I know you kind of wanted to talk to the bank and be able, want to see if you could make the deposit today. Were you able to kind of reach out to them, or?
Yeah, there's enough money in there.
Okay, no problem. And we'll go ahead and just lock everything in. We're also going to conduct a client interview with you with a certified Google technician and a technician team. And they're just going to cover building the site, the content. And then for you, James, are you available mainly today in the afternoon? Is that kind of the best time to call you for that client interview, or what works?
Yeah, whenever's good for you guys. That's all.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we do have, it looks like the first one is actually tomorrow morning, right around this time, in between 11 and 12. Would that be a good time to call you?
Yeah, that's good.
Nice, and they're really nice. They're really smart, of course. We don't expect you to know about Google Analytics or algorithms or anything like that. We'll do the back-end research. You just let us know what you want to be programmed for. Of course, the site's 100% free, so there's no added charge for that page. It's included and bundled what we create, and then link and advertise it on the platforms for you as well.
Okay? Yeah. All right.
Awesome. Yeah, and it'll be me and the technician that'll call you tomorrow just to kind of get everything squared away. I'm also going to send over a welcome text and a welcome email. Let me know if those are kind of corresponding. Usually the text message, they always land the fastest. But it'll just say, James, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent everything to you in writing in your email. And then it'll have a link to click here to view the terms. Let me know if you're getting those messages.
Would you text that one?
Yeah, it'll be a text message, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got the other one, so it should be there.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, when you get a chance, there's a terms and conditions page that you click on, and it'll take you to everything in writing, everything we're including. Your pricing is not just for this month or for 6 months. It's always that same rate, just $249 for your platinum package, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me know if you have
it open. My philosophy is right. It doesn't make any difference how much it is as long as you get in the business, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. And, you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a partner, and they call in, say they want to change the photos, they want to change the advertising. We're always going to ask this one security question just to make sure that person's calling. Authorized to make any changes. But as far as the options, we do have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you want to use?
You can say the city.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Watertown.
Watertown. Awesome. Awesome. So just make sure that, you know, whoever calls, just that if they know the answer to that question, or else we wouldn't give them authorization to make any changes.
Yeah.
But, no, absolutely. I want to be the first one to welcome you again to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing year for you as far as advertising. I love the stories also, just kind of how you started. You had some really good questions also, but yeah, no doubt we do have the tools, anything that you need as far as advertising, just to make sure that this is successful for you, okay?
Yeah. Well, that guy, what do you call it? Would you believe that guy that I told you about from Spain in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was paying Google like $20,000 a month to advertise all around this whole area and everywhere. And he was just giving the jobs out to different people. And then evidently he got someone to work for 50%. I don't know who that was. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, that's expensive. And that's
so. I said, look at the best I can do for you is 20%. I can't go more than 20%. That's it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If you give me $100 job, I give you $20 back. That's it. So instead, I make it 120 and give you $22, and that's it. You know, no big deal. So anyway, he didn't buy it. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But there was one job that we did, right? Like I said, I had to go there with a big ladder because water was coming in the window of the person's house when it rained, right?
Right.
And I told them, the people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, the water is coming from your roof, down inside the wall, inside your window, and in the house. It's not coming from outside the window. I says, I got to come back with another guy, and I got to hold the ladder while he goes up there and seals that crack on your roof.
Yeah. Wow, so you kind of did a little bit of a handyman work also, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't do that much of it, but like I just did on my own house, I just put in 300 square feet of tile, you know. Ceramic looking.
You did it yourself?
Self-sticking tile.
Nice.
So, you know, I was doing it by measuring, you know, the corners and stuff. I said, I got to go to Home Depot and buy that gadget because I know I have one, but I don't know where it is. So when it was $13, that little gadget, you just put it against the thing and all these little pins go out and then you just draw it on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut the corner with that corner, you know, so the tile fits there. Yeah, the big secret to doing tile is you start in the middle of the floor. So that way there, it's all be uniform both sides. That's it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So you start in the middle. You don't start on the edge and then you just...
No.
Wow, okay.
Start in the middle of the floor. Measure from one wall to the other, right? Let's say it's a 12-foot room, right? So you measure 4 feet, 6 feet this way, 6 feet that way. That's the center. That's where your first one's going to be, 6 feet, 6 feet. Right?
Oh, wow.
So you'd be in the middle. The middle starts. You glue that one down. And these are self-stickers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you stick that one down. And then I'll tell you another secret. You don't have to stick the whole thing down. Cut the paper and leave the square in the middle. Okay? So down the road, if you ever want to pick it up, you're only picking up the edges. You're not picking up the middle. Because the middle, you're not going to get it off.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Yeah, just to kind of make it easier for you to take it out. Wow.
Right? So now, if one tile goes bad, you can lift that out and get it out and not have a big glob of glue and stuff in the middle that's going to be a thing that you have to clean up. You don't have to clean nothing. You just...
That's cool.
All the way around, 2 inches all the way around, right? It's
right.
Enough to stick the tile, okay?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Like
I'm going to have to call you for some of my stuff for my house.
Any,
you know a lot of tricks.
Yeah, and then in order to do it the other way, okay, so now you're getting to the edge where, let's say it's only a 6-inch thing. You can measure from the wall to the piece on each end because it might be off an eighth of an inch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just cut it, right? Or if you want, you lay one piece upside down, okay? And then you cut that piece on the edge of the tile that's so it'll be that size there. And then all you do is just flip it, right?
Right.
And that way there, the top, the side will be the right length. Even though it's upside down. The other way, you'd be cutting the wrong side. You don't want to cut the side with the finished
ridges.
Side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it so that the tile butts the one that came with it. The one that's cut, you want it against the wall.
Right.
You get it? So that one there, you've got to cut upside down. So you lay that tile upside down, you cut it and flip it. And that side fits the wall. That way there, you don't have, it has a good seam. And then after you get through, you get grout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way I did this one, I haven't really finished 100% this one. But what I did was I take the grout and throw it on the floor and sweep it all around the place, right? You can get a spray bottle and just spray and wet it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not a lot. Just spray the crack that you're spilling, right? So this way here, dirt won't go down there, but the grout will lock it in. You get it?
Oh,
so
yes. Wow.
That way there, you don't have to mix up this grout and rub it and fool around with it because you just spray it and then just wipe it out and that's it, done.
Wow.
Because it's the stuff is already in the groove. You swept the loose stuff away. So you're not going to, like when you grout a wall, you have to do it the other way. You have to mix it with water first.
Right.
And then you rub it on the shower tile. And then you wipe it down, or squeegee it down, right?
Right.
But when you're doing the floor, right? And you want to grout the spaces, right? So you won't have black lines in between. Because when you do that, you have white lines in between. And the tile is a white tile. So it's a white, you know, it's a white granite with, you know, sleeves in it. $38 a box at Home Depot, you know, of
mm-hmm.
30 of them.
Wow.
So, you know, so I bought like 10 boxes of them, you know.
Yeah, you did it to your own house. That's awesome. Very nice.
Yeah,
so
that's all.
To kind of know a little bit of everything, you know, so nice. And I probably, I'm sure you have like the best washer and dryer and stove that there is out there, you know.
Let me tell you what happened. A guy I went to, a Chinese guy, in Watertown, right? I went to his house, and I took and tested everything, couldn't find anything wrong with the dryer. Okay? So I said, look it, you got an electronic problem with this dryer. I don't know if it's one of your boards or if it's one of the sensors. I don't have the parts. I have to order the parts. It's up to you. Do you want to spend more money on this here? I said, right now, you're up to $95 that you owe me for taking this thing apart, which I overdid it, but I can't find anything wrong. Okay? Everything tests okay. He says, okay, can you take it out of here for me? I says, okay. So I take it out in pieces now. I didn't take it out in one piece because it's all apart, right? I throw it in my truck. I bring it back to my shop, and I throw it in the corner, right? So then, the guy checked and clear whatever happened. I don't know if he stopped it or whatever happened. It didn't clear, and I never got it straightened away, whatever happened. I had to figure out what happened. So I called him up. And he made like he didn't know me or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't want to deal with this guy. So anyway,
right.
I says, for him, I'm going to fix that damn dryer, right? So I ordered the sensors, two sensors, right, that are down the bottom, heat sensor and another one, moisture sensor. I ordered those three things. I stuck it together with like $15 worth of stuff. And I got the dryer working, so now that's my dryer now.
Nice. Nice. That's always good.
So
he didn't want it, and he's going to act like he don't know who you were because he didn't want to pay the $90. But then you ended up coming out with a brand new dryer. Very nice.
Yeah. So he beat me for the $95, but the thing was, I ended up with a dryer that's a late model dryer. It's not an old dryer. It's a big one. I mean, it's got a big...
Oh, nice.
You know, it's a real, you know, big dryer, and it is all the bells and whistles, 38 minutes to do a dry. And then it has a brain in there that measures to see the moisture. And
right.
If it's still moisture, right, it runs longer, because I says, oh, it's 38 minutes off. In 40 minutes, I'll go check the stuff out. The thing was still running, you know?
Yeah.
Well, 38 minutes is over. It was on overtime.
Yeah.
So that was that. So I made out one way, but, you know, I didn't plan on it. I was going to junk the thing, you know what I mean? But then
I got to recommend this. As far as, like, brands, like LG, Samsung, I mean, what's kind
okay.
of like the best brand you could go with?
Samsung dryers and washing machines, I'm not the craziest about. LG, I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I had an LG fridge and it was, I had to replace it. Yeah, it kind of gave me a headache.
Okay, LG, I think made a telephone was okay. But some of their stuff was okay.
Yeah.
Then LG, Maytag was the best, okay, until they sold out to the Chinese, you know? And now, all the washing machines, except for the ones that come from Korea. See, Samsung, I'm pretty sure, is out of Korea.
Yeah, it's out, yeah, for sure.
Or Vietnam or someplace. One of those two. I think it's Vietnam.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's what happened with one of those. I'm down in the yacht club, and a guy calls me up and says, I got a machine that's a couple of years old. Do you want it or what? I says, what for? He goes, it was in a condominium we just put together and they broke the drum. I says, well, you know it costs like $300 to fix that. And he says, yeah. He says, that's why we're throwing it out. I says, well, I really don't want it because for me to use the parts, I got enough junk around, you know? So he goes, Bob, please take it, will you? I'll deliver it to you. I said, okay, bring it down. He would throw it in the back of my SUV. So I throw it in the back of my SUV. I bring it back to my place. I call up Samson and says, you know, this thing's under warranty and it's got a broken thing. Oh, we'll send a rep over. So they sent the Samson rep over. He says, okay, we'll send a qualified service rep from Woburn to come and fix it. So the guy comes over. I guess it was Korea. I don't know. I remember the guy was Asian that came.
Yeah.
So he goes, how am I supposed to do this here? This is all apart. I says, first of all, when I called up, they said they wanted a photo of the broken part.
Mm-hmm.
To do the photo of the broken part, I had to take it all apart, so you don't have to take it apart. Well, he says, I won't know how to put it back together if I didn't take it apart. I says, well, that's where I come in. I took it apart, so I know how to put it together. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, okay. So they came with a brand new drum, brand new spider thing that goes inside there, the tumbler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brando, the whole, all that guts and everything else, they changed it all, right? He did all the work, and I'm just telling him where it goes. When he gets through, he goes, well, we're going to hook up the water. I got to test it. I says, you don't have to test it. I know how to fix it. You put the piece for the heater in it too tight. That's going to pop off by itself, and it's going to leak water. So that I have to fix. Really? I says, yeah, go ahead. Go touch it. I'll guarantee it falls apart. So he goes to touch it, it falls apart. I
wow.
said, that's got a rubber seal on it. You only tighten it just enough to stop the leak, not
sure.
to go crazy. I'll tighten that up, right? So he leaves. So anyway, I get a customer of mine that has a Bosch one that's expensive to fix and it wasn't running right. I says, I got one. I'll sell it at $250. It's brand new. And never been used, really. And you just got to pay me to put it in whatever time it takes me to do it. Because I have to come with another person because another one of those stackables, you know.
Yeah.
I need another person just to balance it in case, just in case you don't want to drop it, you know.
Sure.
So anyway, so I made like $300 on the job, you know what I mean?
Wow. That's awesome.
And I didn't do too much to it. But the thing is, and then I told the guy, I said, look at, I told the rep, I said, you see the way this is put together, two separate pieces of metal that break. I said, if you made it so that this pin went straight through this steel pin, this wouldn't break. It might bend a little and go out of line and make a little noise, but the people could still use the machine.
Right.
Because most companies don't want to fix it. Especially if it's out of warranty.
Right.
Right? So I don't know if they're ever going to do what I told them to do, but the thing is, you see, you've got a single shaft with a tumbler on it, a front load, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't put a big queen-size, king-size quilt in there. It's too heavy. Water, once it gets full of water, it weighs a ton. And it breaks it.
Exactly.
So you have to tell people your tenants, you don't let people do that, you know, stuff like that, as far as that goes. But I did turn one away in Waltham that I said, lady, I really don't want to do this job. I have to come back here 2 or 3 times to do it, and I don't feel comfortable charging like $300 to do this.
Sure.
Goes, well, that's okay, thank you. And I forget what I had to go back by there for something else. So I see her outside. I says, how'd you make out? She says, I changed it myself. She changed it herself.
Oh, wow.
Well, this woman in the house, she changed that whole thing herself. I says, how long did it take her? She says, 2 days.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of these appliances are pretty complicated. I didn't realize how much components there is inside of them and how hard it is. It seems like it's hard to get to them, you know? It's pretty interesting. Wow, and you kind of found a workaround where you just kind of cut off the bolts, you know, and go through the sides.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah.
Well, first of all, on the front load washing machines, right, they made one mistake. on a dryer, they've got something up front, which is a felt thing, right, that holds the front up. So the weight, if you filled it with rocks, it's not going to do anything other than wear out that felt.
Gotcha.
In the rear, it's got two rollers, and some of them have a pin in the middle. Now, the thing is, if you wanted to make it perfect, the washer machine, put rollers in the front.
Yeah.
So that even though they're in the water, that the front of the tub inside is going to be rolling on something instead of having all that weight going down on a thing. It's just a little bit more thing, but you understand what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's
no,
all
I
about.
That.
They got to start calling China Market Company, United States Market Company, because everything is marketing today. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the thing is how do we make money on this job we just sold? Now, I'll give you an example. I remember I told you I was in the automotive business too, right?
Right.
All the dealers were going out of business because there's so many backyard mechanics and garages and stuff taking their business away. And also, if something broke, they could fix it themselves, right? Because if an alternator went, you could fix it yourself, or you could go to a garage and fix it yourself. So what they did, they turned around and made it, so you had to bring it back to the dealer.
Wow. Yep.
Okay? So BMW was one of the first ones that did it, and the BMW companies stayed in business. In order to change the starter motor, you had to take the intake valve, an intake manifold off, to get at the starter motor. Okay?
Sure.
It's $600 to do that. Labor. Okay?
Right.
Now, plus the cost of the starter motor, another $200 or $300. So you're talking $900 to do this here. That's why the BMW dealership stayed in business. So everybody else followed suit.
Yeah.
Not the Lexus, right? You can change three coils without moving the thing, but if one of your rear coils go, the ignition coils, right?
You gotta take it in.
You can't get at it, you gotta take your intake valve thing off, right? That's another $300, because it's right up top. Okay?
Sure.
So the thing is, all the stuff that's put together, they do it on purpose. Now I'll tell you one thing, I know that they do this on purpose. Like I told you, the thing I took apart, and when I went to put it together, it was in the wrong place. I said, I'll take a chance. Well, my chance was wrong. Okay. I bought one of those. I had a bunch of roommates in my house. So I had a door that had the programming door that everybody had their own combination. So if I wanted to lock one of those roommates out, I just
change the code.
Take his code out, but everybody else still could get in. And the rule was, you let anybody in, you have to move too. So what happened was, that was that, right? So anyway, what happened was this year, it was upstairs from my business at the time. So it wasn't really a headache. I didn't have to listen to them at night, you know? So,
right.
So it was one of those things that the thing broke, okay? So one of the wires that go to the battery fell off, right? And in order to get it, I got to take it apart. When I take it apart, boom, one part goes flying out. Another part goes flying out. They're all spring-loaded. So you can't put it back together again. You don't know how it goes. You
oh,
see?
Wow.
They do it on purpose.
Yeah, I get you. And no worries, James. We're pretty much coming up to, usually with my phone, it cuts out after an hour, so it might cut out on you.
All right.
I'll call you right back. But other than that, I mean, yeah, great stories. I mean, I think I definitely learned a lot today with kind of understanding how things work with just anything. And yeah, I didn't know they did that where they kind of made it difficult and you have to take it to the manufacturers. Very interesting.
Well, put it this way. They don't want to fix it. They want you to buy a new one.
Right. Yeah.
So if you take
it
apart,
they make it expensive and they make it hard.
They won't warranty it. You know what I mean? I bought a charger at Home Depot, right? It was a discounted charger, right? But he ended up with no warranty on it because it was discounted, right? And then the thing didn't work, you know? I'm going, this is a screwy time thing. So I had left it in the car. Evidently, dampness got into it. I took the back off, let it dry out, and a few days later, it worked.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Who knows what the heck they do. They if you notice all the stuff that comes shipped from Europe, they have this little bag of some kind of chemical that they throw inside stuff to keep the moisture out.
Sure.
So, you know, stuff like that. But I was always an experimenter since I was a kid, you know what I mean? So I know how things go together. You know, if something breaks on your house, right, I can tell you how to fix it over the phone.
That's awesome. That's always good. It's like a jack of all trades. Very nice. And
yeah,
James, I mean, pretty much all squared away. We'll be calling you here tomorrow between 11 and 12. Again, it'll be me and the technician. Typically, we block out an hour, but it's about a 20, 30, 40-minute phone call. But it shouldn't take up too much of your time, but it's really important to kind of get the programming done, okay?
All right.
Awesome. Awesome. Have a great day, James, and thanks for the information. We'll talk to you here soon, okay?
Okay, see ya.
You got it. Thank you, bye.
Bye.